I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome to another one of our holiday gifts to you, as we've been doing for the last 18 years, every holiday season, bringing some of our best friends from this community to join us with their musical tributes to this lovely time of year. And of those 18 years, at least nine of them now, Tom Hall has joined us. Tom Hall is music director of the Choral Arts Society here in Baltimore, national, world-renowned, and in our humble little studios in Hamden.
Always nice to be in humble Hamden with you, Mark, let me tell you, man.
How are you, Tom?
I'm great. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too.
Great to see you.
Great to see you, too. Looking good?
Yeah, doing fine.
For a man who just came through December with all the holiday concerts you have to conduct and
we
do.
Did. We were, as we say, kept off the streets this last month, you know, but they all went great, and it was great. We got great reactions and great responses from our wonderful Baltimore audiences and beyond. So the Choral Arts Society is very busy this time of year, but looking forward to a good 2011, too. We've got plenty coming up there.
I want to hear about that during the course of this time together. So what are we listening to?
This is from a new record that we just released. It's called Christmas
record,
in America.
Record, you know how old you are now.
I know,
you?
I'm dating myself. You know? No one else will date me, so I got to date myself. But it's a CD, you know. We have gotten at least that far. Although, you know, kids now are doing a lot of stuff on vinyl.
I know, I've seen LPs are back.
You know, LPs are back. But, but this is not an LP. This is a CD and a bonus DVD called Christmas at America's First Cathedral. It's on the Gothic label. We just released it a couple of months ago. So the CD was recorded at the Basilica of the Assumption downtown, across the street from the Pratt Library.
Yeah.
And it turns out that's the first cathedral in America. And the piece we just heard is a wonderful African praise song called Ogonifun Oluwa from the Yoruba tribe in Nigeria. The text comes from the Yoruba tribe, and it was part of a commission that we did that is included on this CD. The CD has six new pieces by Rosefony Dunn Powell. She is a terrific, terrific composer, scholar, actor, singer. She's an expert in the history of the African-American spiritual. She is a terrific singer, a wonderful actress, and is a great composer. So I commissioned Rosefony, who I really do think is sort of the dean of African-American women composers at the moment.
Where is she?
She's in Auburn, Alabama. Uh-huh. She's at the University of Auburn, or Auburn University. And I asked her to write a piece that was in six modular movements, six separate movements. So she wrote me a suite, which is a testament to her incredible versatility and scope, because it sounds like six different people each wrote a movement. Every single piece is in a different style. So this one we just heard, Ogonifun Oluwa, is an African praise song. She wrote a new spiritual called Have You Seen the Baby Jesus?
Are they all in here?
Uh-huh.
Oh, they are in here.
They're all in, they're
all
in the new CD.
Yes. Wow.
She wrote a wonderful setting for a chorus and orchestra, a sort of classical-inspired piece on a poem by County Cullen, the great Harlem Renaissance poet, called Christus Natus Est, Today Christ is Born. She wrote a pop tune called Christmas Memories for chorus and orchestra. She wrote a new carol called Ring the Bells. She wrote a sort of homage to Silent Night and O Holy Night, a piece called O Holy Night for orchestra and chorus. So every movement is in a totally different style. And we've got them spaced out throughout this new album, Christmas.
Did you know of her work before you?
Yeah.
Obviously, you must have. You know all these people and all this work.
I met Rosefony, you know, 10 years ago maybe, long time ago. And we did a piece probably about 10 or 11 years ago called Sing for the Cure, which was commissioned by the Susan G. Komen Foundation to raise
breast
money
cancer.
For breast cancer.
Right.
And in that, it was a modular work, about 12 different movements, each composed by a different person. And Rosefony was one of the people who wrote a tune called I Made a Promise, which was beautiful. And so we did this. We did a concert of it at the Meyerhof. And so I got to know her music that way. And then she's published many other things that we've done over the years. And we have a lot of mutual friends. Judy Willoughby, who's a good buddy of mine, who's now in Oklahoma. She's from Philadelphia, but she's now teaching at the University of Oklahoma. She introduced us a while ago. It was probably 12 years ago now that I think of it. And so Rosefony has just written us a beautiful, beautiful suite of pieces. So that's part of what's on the record. And we'll get a chance to listen to a little bit more of it as we move on.
Okay.
One of the other premieres on this record is actually a guy who teaches composition and music here at Morgan State.
Oh, really?
James Lee III.
Oh, James Lee III. I just saw the name.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
And this guy is really one
clean heart.
A clean heart. It's a setting of Psalm 51 for a cappella chorus. It's beautiful. And James is just he's a huge, huge talent.
Now, when did you record this?
We recorded it in April, when all good Christmas records are made. And it was released the end of September. So, you know, you can get it on the Choral Arts website. You can get it at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And it's at Andy Music. And it's, you know, Apple, iTunes and all that stuff. It's available all the regular places. But it's the first record we've done in, like, 15 years or so, 17 years, wow. I think. So we hadn't done a record in a long time. And Gothic approached us and asked if we'd be interested. And so we have, you know, seven premieres, which is really great. We have the six pieces by Rosefony. We have the new piece by James. And there's actually a piece by your friend and mine, Dave Brubeck, on the album. Dave wrote a wonderful Christmas hymn with his wife, Iola, called Precious Gift, His Wondrous Birth. And actually, I brought with me something that no one ever gets to hear. I met Dave back in the early 90s. And the first time we worked together in Baltimore was, we worked together in New York, but we worked together in Baltimore in 1995. And he came and we did a piece that he wrote called the Pange Lingua Variations for chorus, orchestra, and jazz trio. Mm-hmm. And I have a recording of one of the improvisations.
We can play it today?
We can play it.
We can play it now?
We're going to play it next.
We'll play it right now.
Right now. So Dave Brubeck, who turned 90 years old like 3 weeks ago, I talked to him a couple of weeks ago. He sounds great. He's working. He was in Cleveland the day I talked to him, playing a job. He had bypass surgery in October, but recovered from it beautifully. He went right down to physical therapy, got himself ready, and then he went and played the Blue Note in New York for 3 nights, like 6 weeks after the surgery. He's indefatigable. He's an inspiration.
He's an amazing man. I'm just lucky to have met you, so I could have interviewed him several times. He's an amazing human being.
Yeah, he's a really great inspiration. But he was in Baltimore for the first time with the Choral Arts Society, and we've done many things since. And we did a recording with him for Naxos. He wrote a wonderful oratorio called The Gates of Justice, which juxtaposes speeches by Dr. King with writings of Hillel and in the great Jewish tradition.
Rabbi Hillel.
So he's right. Got it's this wonderful, you know, Dave has always been this great ecumenical thinker and promoter of peace. He was the first person to play a desegregated concert in Baltimore at the Armory. In the 60s, Chet Wickwire.
Oh, I remember all
blessed
that.
Blessed memory.
Yes, wonderful man it was,
booked
Chet
that,
Wickwire.
He was the chaplain at Hopkins. He booked that concert. And Dave refused to play unless they allowed African-Americans in. So he's been taking stands like that. He turned down any number of gigs throughout his career because they wouldn't let members of his band stay in the same hotel, or they wouldn't let African-Americans into the venues and stuff. He was a real a leader in the civil rights
U.S.
cause as a musician.
The cowboy jazz.
Yeah. Great guy.
I remember the first time I met him through you, I asked him a question about being Jewish. I didn't know. Because I always thought he was Jewish my whole life. I said, oh, I'm a cowboy. Grew up on a ranch.
And now he's a Catholic cowboy.
I love it.
He's doing great. But he was so here in town. This is a piece called the Pange Lingua Variations. And in the middle of it, there's this little riff that Dave takes a solo. And this is the solo. So in other words, you can't get this on record. This is a live performance with the Choral Arts Society at the Meyerhof. It's like a minute and a half long. Dave Brubeck playing for the first time with the Choral Arts Society in Baltimore.
Let's hit it. special little piece.
It's just, you know, it's getting out. And this is the motet. The next thing we'll hear is this wonderful motet by James Lee. But, you know, and I think at this time of year when we're conscious of all the things we're thankful for, conscious of all the blessings we have, certainly the fact that I got to know Dave, you know, when he was a young whippersnapper of 75 or so, and have been friends with him and had the chance to make music with him for all these years, is one of the huge blessings of my life. And I know everybody in the Choral Arts Society feels the same way.
This is the James Lee piece we're talking about here, right?
This is a piece by James Lee, setting a Psalm 51. James is on the music faculty here at Morgan State.
You know, Tom,
this guy can write.
He can really write.
This guy's good. He really is. I mean, James is one of the huge talents on the scene today. He's right here in Baltimore.
How long has he been at Morgan?
Several years. Did his graduate work in composition at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. Worked with Bill Bolcom, William Bolcom, who's one of the great composers of our time. And but James has had music played by the National Symphony, the Detroit Symphony, some of the leading chamber music groups around the country. He's a huge, huge talent and a wonderful, wonderful guy. And, you know, he sent me a set of four a cappella motets, and this was the only one we could include on the record. But
very quickly, point of definition for those who don't know what that might be. What is a motet?
A motet literally comes from the French for the word that means word, mot, M-O-T-S. So it's a setting of words is all it is. So it's a setting of usually a sacred text. This comes from the Bible, Psalm 51, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me, which is a sentiment that, you know, we all need to think about at this time of year and any time of year. And it's a setting for unaccompanied chorus. So it's a cappella chorus.
And I'm going to say, Tom, for our listeners before we hit our next listen to our next piece together that you brought with us for this holiday season. The work you do in the Choral Arts Society here in Baltimore, it's amazing. This is a choir of amateurs for the most part, people who are volunteering their time because they love to sing, and they're in the Choral Arts Society of Baltimore. And the sound you get out of them, or they get out of themselves, or the combination of the two get out of one another.
They work hard. These are people who really are particularly talented at singing. And this is them singing a piece by Handel, the Hallelujah Amen from an oratorio hero called Judas Maccabeus. Again, all these tunes on our new album,
CD. But
what did America's First Cathedral.
What did you have up first next?
That's this one.
So this is what we're going to listen to. We're plowing through here.
So this is Hallelujah Amen. So that, you know, they do music from Handel in the 1800s, the 18th century. They do music of James Lee, which he wrote, you know, last summer. So they do it from all over the map, and they're very dedicated. They put in a lot of, especially in the month of December. I mean, you know, between Thanksgiving and last week, you know, they were just out there every night, you know, singing somewhere.
Well, let's hear a little bit of this, and we'll come back and see what you have for us next.
All righty. Stuff, huh?
It is. How many years have you been doing this, the Choral Arts Society of Baltimore?
This is my 29th season. They hired me when I was 12.
I thought you were a little younger than that.
29 years.
29 years, man. Wow.
Yeah, and had a great time.
Big year coming up for you.
Yeah, next year is my 30th anniversary. So we'll see if they still have me, you know? But it's, you know, the people in this chorus, I mean, as you say, most of them do volunteer their time. We have a core of people who are paid to sing, and their orchestra is all paid. But most of these people do it for love, and you know, they have to audition every year to get in. I mean, they have to their standards is very.
They have to re-audition every year.
Every year,
same people all the time.
Yeah, they got to keep their spot. I mean, so they keep.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's competitive. You know, we got a lot of people who, you know, want to be in the Choral Arts Society. We're really lucky and blessed in that way, and so we were able to attract, you know, what we think are among the best singers in the area, and and they have to sing music from all over the map. We sing pop music, we sing classical music, we sing music written in the 1400s, we sing music written last week, we sing with the symphony, we sing with the Maryland Symphony, the National Symphony, we do you know, chamber chorus concerts all throughout the community. We've performed here at Morgan many times. I want to put a shout out to our good friend Dr. Eric Conway in the Morgan
Choir. Eric Conway is a wonderful human being.
He's a terrific
guy,
a terrific musician.
He stepped up to that challenge and has taken it and identified, it's become identified with him now.
Absolutely. And of course, he followed in Dr. Carter's footsteps, which is no easy,
easy
feat. But he's, you know, he's a tremendous musician, and the kids at Morgan, you know, are just, you know, incredibly dedicated, and they do great stuff. So we've done concerts together. We were here with Dave Brubeck a few years ago.
And I remember that.
Choir.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's just, he's a great guy, and it's just it's fun to be part of the choral scene and the music scene here in Baltimore, which has changed, you know, enormously since I came back in 1982. It's the whole music scene. The jazz scene is better. The pop music scene is better. The club scene is better. The classical music scene is better. It's just it's grown exponentially.
So you always bring this interesting mix. This is the first year we've done this together in 9 years or so that I have not seen the list. So I have no idea what you have with you, Tom Hall.
That's always dangerous.
No idea what's on that list.
Well, you ready for another one?
I am.
This is the first cut off of the new album. Then we're going to leave the new album after a little while. But this, again, this is an album that we recorded down at the Basilica Christmas in America's First Cathedral with the Choral Arts Society. And this is a piece by Mendelssohn.
Felix
Mendelssohn.
Yes.
Called Rise Up, Arise.
Tom Hall is with us. Our annual holiday gift to you. Tom Hall, of course, the music director of the Choral Arts Society of Baltimore. Every year brings this wonderful sound. We'll see what he's got in store for us after the break. No idea what's on the list, but we're going to find out. Stay with us, and I hope you all are having an incredible Christmas, New Year's week. All right? Stay with us. Folks, I want to take this opportunity to remind you to join me on Wednesday, January the 11th, for the 14th Annual Annapolis Summit. The Governor Calvert House in Annapolis, Maryland. It's your chance to be heard and have your questions answered by Governor Larry Hogan, Senate President Mike Miller, and House Speaker Michael Bush. To do join us. You can get tickets by calling Haley Poling at 443-524-8161. Again, tickets 443-524-8161. Or you can email Haley Poling at hpoling, that's H-P-O-L-I-N-G, at thedailyrecord.com. So do join us. Annapolis Summit is sponsored by The Daily Record, The Mark Steiner Show, Stevenson University, Hopkins Center for a Livable Future, Maryland State Education Association, Alexander Cleaver, VPC, and WEAA. Thank you. back again with my dear friend Tom Hall, music director of the Choral Arts Society. What are we listening to?
This is our dear friend Janice Chandler, who is one of Baltimore's great internationally acclaimed singers.
Well, why don't we listen to her a little bit and come back and tell us more about her. Just listen to her voice for a moment. One of those voices that brings you to your knees. My God, man.
She is wonderful. And it's the perfect – one of the reasons I chose it because it's the perfect text to think about at this time of year too, you know, because we all know people who are wounded. And, you know, we all have to be reminded that there is a balm that can make the wounded whole. So if you're listening and you yourself are wounded, or your family, or your neighbors, your colleagues – you know, we just pray that everybody can get those wounds made whole in this new year.
Is this from your...
This is not from our album. This, although Janice is on our album, the Choral Arts Society album, Christmas at America's First Cathedral. Remember I told you that Rosemphony Powell wrote a spiritual.
This is
and
it?
And Janice sings the spiritual. This isn't it.
Oh, I guess
this is
I
off of one of Janice's records called Devotions. And this is an arrangement of There's a Balm in Gilead by another fantastic African-American musician here in the Washington area, Evelyn Simpson. And Janice and I performed this in an orchestral version on one of our television specials a couple of years ago. But Janice has a whole album of tunes like this, everything from Amazing Grace to...
On this album, Devotions?
It's called Devotions, Janice Chandler Eteme. Her husband, Patrick, is a wonderful physician. They have two beautiful little girls.
Sounds Nigerian.
I think so, yeah.
Eteme sounds Eteme. Nigerian.
And he's, they've lived in Baltimore for a long time. And Janice's mom is facing some health challenges. So I want to put a shout out to her and say, Mrs. Chandler, that you're in our prayers. And,
amen
we
to
hope
that.
You have a wonderful 2011 as well. So, that's one of the great, great
voice,
joys.
I can still feel it in my body.
One of the great joys of being the music director of Baltimore Choral Arts is that I get to work with people like Janice. You know, I mean, we've done concerts together for years now, and she's just such a wonderful talent and a wonderfully warm, you know, beautiful human being. Just a great, great person. Her whole, she's a beautiful family and. So it's just great. I'm just blessed in so many ways.
Sounds like we should have her on the show just to talk to her.
You should. Oh gosh, yes. She should come and play this whole record for you. No, it'd be Janice. I mean, this is a woman from Baltimore who sings all around the world. Wow. I mean, she is in every international, with every international orchestra and oratorio society and opera company. She's a terrific, a huge, huge talent, and has been for many years. Robert Shaw. the great choral conductor.
The legendary choral conductor, right.
You know, gave Janis a lot of work before he passed, and you know, she sings all over the place. So when we're lucky enough to find her in Baltimore, the Choral Arts Society tries to nab her and see if we can, you know, get stuff on the calendar so that we can do things together. So we were delighted to be able to do this record with her. And then I just think that this album that she did a few years ago, Devotions, is a beautiful record.
And this is an example of what that album sounds like. How can you not want to just hear it?
Yeah, she's really something.
I almost hated to stop her singing for us to talk. She'll let her go on.
Her voice is a whole lot better than either yours or mine, bro. Let me tell you
that. That's for sure. That's for sure. So who do you have for us next on your list?
So, you know, next is a tune that is meaningful to my daughter and me.
Every year you do this, you bring something from your lovely Miranda.
Well, see, you know what it's like to have a beautiful daughter,
yes.
Maisie. And my beautiful daughter, Miranda, is now 22 years old.
Amazing. She's 22.
God
wow.
bless her. And we are so blessed. She is finishing up Georgetown University. She will be a college graduate in about 5 months.
All right.
Which is just incredible. So this is a tune. It's a French tune called Aisha. By Lairs Michel and Soul Sister, and it's a tune that when she was a baby, a kid, you know, like a teenager, I would sit at the piano and play it, and she would dance and sing it, and we would sing it and play it together. And so she is certainly one of the things that is a testament to how blessed I am. So this is for Miranda Rose.
Why not?
Aisha.
Comme si je n'existais pas, elle est passée à côté de moi, sans un regard, reine de Saba. J'ai dit Aïcha, prends tout est pour toi. Voici les perles, les bijoux, aussi au retour de ton cou, les fruits bien mûrs au goût de miel. Ma vie, Aïcha, si tu m'aimes.
Now, who sings that again?
It's a group called Lairs, Michel, and Soul Sister. I know nothing about them. I just know that
they're French.
Yeah, it's French. And
sounds like French African.
Yeah, and Miranda is a big Francophile. She's fluent in French. We were so blessed. She had the opportunity to study in Paris the second half of her junior year last year. So she lived there for actually 7 months. She
was wow,
there,
that's great.
And then she got a job there in the summer. So, you know, what a huge, huge blessing that is for a young person to be able to spend time in a different place. And so she's always loved French music and the French language. So we had fun with that when she was a little kid.
Well, not to digress on that too much, but there's something about this whole genre of music, this Europop sound that is really an amazing multicultural sound. You hear Europop, it's African, it's French and Spanish, and it's North African and Arab. It's all this mixture of stuff that is just an amazing. I love Europop. It's just, it's a little hip hop. It's blues. It's jazz. It's amazing.
And Paris is a very much a melting pot city. You know, there's lots and lots of people from different cultures there, and lots of great neighborhoods and great interesting people and interesting places. So it's a great. Great thing to be alive now.
It is. And the Parisians and the Europeans in general know how to fight for their rights. We can learn from them.
They certainly are fighting. That's
yes, they
sure.
are.
Yeah.
So what we got next, brother?
Well, the next piece is a piece. This is another recording by the Choral Arts Society. This is from our TV show a few years ago. But it's the sentiment that we all ask for and all dwell on, especially at this time of year. It's three very simple words from the Roman Catholic liturgy. Dona nobis pacem, grant us peace, by
yes.
Sebastian Bach.
And we need peace.
We do indeed. So it's a plea that we are honored to be able to sing every year. And, you know, let's hope that 2011 is somehow more peaceful than 2010.
Amen.
Thank you.
Tom Hall, on this planet in our lives.
I guess our theory is if we sing loud enough, maybe we'll get it.
Well, you know, I am one of those who believes that the singing and the music and the culture and that way of bringing it to us is an important piece of it.
Well, you know, the thing is, Baltimore Choral Arts Society is a lot like many choruses around the country. We're black, we're white, we're Jew, we're Gentile, we're atheist, we're young, we're old, we're professional, we're students, we're everything. We are the community. We are America. We are, you know, very much representative of where we live in the city and the state and the country in which we live. And everybody gets together with a common purpose of making something beautiful. You know, it's all about a preoccupation and a desire to feel the blessings of being in the proximity of something beautiful and great. So when we sing the music of Bach or Rosephony Dunn Powell or James Lee or Dave Brubeck or anybody, we're in the proximity of something substantial and beautiful. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that's a great blessing. It's a great honor. And
you're lucky men to have been able to do this as your life's work.
Yeah, you know, and we're all lucky to be able to do it. So, you know, But singing together, something about singing together in community that is just, it's a beautiful endeavor, you know. It's just, it brings people together because it's hard. I mean, the work to rehearse and get it so that it sounds right is demanding. I mean, it's intellectually, emotionally, physically demanding. And when you put that kind of work into it and the results are good, you know, you come up with a CD that you're happy with or a TV show you're happy with, It's great. It's really a very gratifying thing. So you're right. I am very blessed.
So tell us what you're going to bless us with next.
Well, this
Maestro
next
Hall
is a cut from an album by Sweet Honey and the Rock.
Oh, I love Sweet Honey and the Rock.
And Dr. Esai Barnwell, a dear friend, and we are hoping, or we're in the process now of making some plans that involve Dr. Barnwell and Sweet Honey, which we can't quite confirm and talk about yet, but it's my hope that
you are talking about it.
Well, but what I'm hoping is it's one of my prayers for 2011 is that it all works out, you know. So we're working on making it work out. But this is one of their latest albums is called Experience 101, and you know, with any luck, we're going to be performing with them in the near future and doing some other things with Dr. Barnwell. She's a wonderful composer herself of mm-hmm. choral music. A terrific song leader. She leads these community sings, which are just a great, great exercise where she brings in music from all over the world and has total strangers singing it with each other within minutes. I mean, she's such a genius. But this is a Sweet Honey song called Do What the Spirits Say Do.
Children, I'm gonna do what the spirits say do.
Children,
I'm gonna do what the spirits say do.
Children,
I'm gonna do what the spirits say do, my Lord, and obey the spirit of the Lord.
Do what the spirits say.
I'm gonna walk when the spirits say walk.
Children,
walk when the spirits say
walk.
I'm gonna walk in Jerusalem just like John. I'm gonna walk when the spirits say walk.
I'm
gonna shout when the spirits say
shout.
Children, shout when the spirits say
shout.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna shout like the children at the Battle of Jericho.
Shout, 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 shout,
shout,
shout.
Gonna sing when the spirits say
sing.
Gonna sing when the spirits say
sing.
Yeah,
sing.
Sing and read your song and let it
sing. When the
spirits
say
right,
when the spirits say
right,
right.
When the spirits say
right,
children, right. August Wilson and Zora Neale Hurston,
you better write.
Do what the spirits say, speak. When the spirits say,
speak.
I'm gonna speak. When the spirits say,
speak. Children,
speak. Children of truth and Reverend Martin Luther King. I'm gonna
speak,
Lord. Speak, Lord.
Do what the spirits say, dance.
When the spirits say,
dance. Children,
dance. When the spirits say,
dance. Children, dance.
Jam, I'm singing Baba Truck. David's gonna dance, Lord. Dance, dance.
When the spirits say
gonna
sit,
when the spirits say
sit,
oh yeah,
I'm gonna sit.
When the spirits say
sit, oh yeah,
I'm gonna sit. Like dear Miss Rosa Parks, gonna sit.
Well, do what
Lord,
the Spirit
I'm
says.
Stand when the Spirit says.
Stand, children,
stand when the Spirit says.
Stand, children,
stand for my rights and for peace and justice.
Stand.
I'm gonna march when the Spirit says.
March, children, march
when the Spirit says.
March, children, march
for Martin from Selma to Montgomery. Gonna march, march.
I'm
gonna do what
you want. I'm gonna
walk, I'm gonna shout,
Sweet Honey.
I love it, man.
We worked with them probably about 5 years ago and had a great time, had a really great time working with Sweet Honey. And, you know, with any luck, we'll be able to do that again sometime soon.
They're amazing. Bernice Reagan.
Yep.
Born of the Freedom Singers.
Right.
Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee in Mississippi in the South.
Right. And she's the founder of that group.
And it's a group that just keeps growing. New members, new young women coming into it.
Yeah.
And they keep – I mean, that's one of the beautiful things about Sweet Honey is that they didn't – get stuck back in the 60s. They didn't get stuck with just the same women singing. She's constantly bringing new energy and voice and women into the mix, so it just keeps growing and changing.
And Dr. Barnwell, Isai Barnwell, is one of the, you know, most gifted artists on the scene in vocal music today. She's, I mean, of course, she's just a gifted person. I mean, she has a doctorate in anatomy and biology. She taught in the dental school at Howard University.
Oh, that's,
I mean,
right.
You know,
that's right.
She said
right.
Music is a whole other career for her.
Right, right,
her
right.
Father was a musician, so
right.
She has it in her blood. But she is she's just a gifted person. She's written a beautiful requiem called the Manumission Requiem, and it's called Fortune's Bones. And Fortune was a slave whose remains were found inside a wall in a home in Connecticut. And evidently, because it was inside a wall and not buried in the ground, the degree of rigor mortis was somewhat less than it would be if it were in the ground.
Hmm.
And so scientists have been able to sort of reconstruct what Fortune's life was like and
wow.
what his physical you know, stresses and duresses were. And she's written this beautiful requiem to Fortune called the Manumission Requiem. So that's on my wish list of things to be able to do with the Choral Arts Society.
Is it recorded now?
It's not been recorded. It's been performed before in Connecticut, but it's not been recorded. So, yeah, she's terrific, and Sweet Honey is terrific. So
what are you going to bring to us next, Mr. Hall?
Well, this is a tune by Coldplay. That's a band I've always liked a lot. It's called Fix You. It's a tune that my daughter, again, used to dance to. She was in a ballet troupe when she was in high school, and she danced to this one, and I always thought this was a beautiful song because it's about people reaching out and helping those in need.
When you try your best but you don't succeed, when you get what you want but not what you need, when you feel so tired but you can't sleep, stuck in reverse, and the tears come streaming down your face, when you lose something you can't replace, when you love someone to waste, could it be worse? Lights will guide you home and ignite your bones, and I to let it go. But if you never try, you'll never know just what you were. Lights will
Daddy and his baby.
This probably, none of this probably qualifies as holiday music, I suppose, you know? No, so, I don't know.
It is holiday music. Listen, man.
It's music that I think of around this
kind to me, father-daughter is always holiday music,
that's
brother.
It's always a holiday.
Always a holiday.
Always a holiday. Perfect.
So, we are going to go out with something a little different than we've been playing so far.
It's a tune by Bill Evans, the great pianist Bill Evans. It's called Peace. Peace. P-E-A-C-E. Peace, P-I-E-C-E. So it's a piece about peace.
I love Bill Evans.
Yeah, me too. And, you know, it's just all part of what we wish for everybody in the coming year. We wish you peace. We wish you health. We wish you happiness. We wish you purpose. We wish you all the best in the new year.
We do. And Tom Hall, Music Director of the Choral Arts Society, and dear friend, thank you so much for gracing our studios once again.
Good to see you, bro.
Good to have you,
man.
Always.